Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Did you miss when Free Beer said this?
Yeah, but you're a morning zoo.
I'll be happy to listen back to it later.
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
There's no parking now.
Hey, look, that's why I make...
Yeah, why is my zone not going?
But I'll go for a Nutter Butter because it's so crunchy and creamy.
Why can't you just say ours normally?
Come on.
Who are these Free Beers?
Y'all set? Ready to go?
Yes.
I am too. I am excited. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the live stream of episode 8 of Who Are These Free Beers? The podcast live stream show that takes a look at one of America's top morning shows. That is the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show.
That's right.
Most people are aware that I used to work with the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show, and Ben did too. And there's been a lot of them. It'd be, you know, I don't know if we would have the ability to rip on the show had they not modified what they do for content.
True. So, yeah, I agree.
Did you think ever that there was a time during the tenure of from Joe leaving to me leaving, all that area in between, You like still enjoyed the show, right?
I listened, but there wasn't much that was truly entertaining.
Okay.
There was segments here and there that would make me laugh, but it was few and far between.
So we've started this review show, and one of the things I picked up on a recent episode of theirs was it was written down in the show notes, the 13 days of Halloween, and then it would show up like every day.
Right.
It started like on last Friday or something like that.
Yeah.
I sent you a text. I go, Ben, are they like counting down the days to Halloween and starting with the spooky number 13 and working their way into it?
I believe so.
And that's exactly what they're doing with a litany of different topics. Now, I had you record, I believe was it the first day of Halloween?
Yeah, last Friday.
Okay. Let's start there, Ben. What was your day because mine was Urban Legends. What was your day that they were celebrating on the 13 days of Halloween?
Kooky costumes that you could wear.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Now, I mean, if I'm on that show and Greg says, okay, hey, we're going to do the 13 days of Halloween. I mean, that would be disgusting enough to actually hear those words uttered. We are, huh?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And then, so well, what do? Well, we got to discuss our favorite costume. And I was like, how the fuck do I know? Why the fuck are you? I can't even remember what I had for breakfast. How the fuck are we going to get anything out of this? Huh?
Right. And it wasn't even their favorite costumes or good costumes. It was shit costumes that were on the list.
I guess stuff you remember. Yeah. I mean, who knows?
No, it wasn't even that. It was they got it from a list.
Oh, shit. Now, this to me reeks of radio consultant. This
that
bit
or
right here.
Prep service.
Exactly. But they're doing this for 13 days. So maybe the prep service every day has another idea for them to go with. No idea. We should preface this by saying that I had talked that I wanted to address their breakdown of their ratings. I don't know if you were able to hear that, but it seems to have disappeared.
Oh.
Yeah, they had one of these days in the last week, it said chance to brag a little bit or something like that. And I listened to it, and they were talking about rating success, but that's been scrubbed. I can't fucking find it. I mean, it's actually the what was written in the show notes is now not written in the show notes anymore.
Oh.
I mean, I looked
interesting.
I looked high and low, so I don't know what the fuck happened. They talked about it in a segment 17, and it wasn't anything spectacular. It was just, oh my God, we're doing so great. So
yeah,
you know, that still is a very regular thing, that they are having the success that they're having. But we can't believe it, frankly, because of shit like this. So let's begin, Ben, with your clips. On day one of the 13 days of Halloween, everybody.
Yeah. Clip number one, Kelly loves shark costumes, but is she talking out of both sides of her mouth?
Okay.
I like the more creative, or not more creative, but the ideas where you dress up.
You're getting that right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I like the more creative, or not more creative, but the ideas where you dress up as a theme and it's multiple people like that. Like Shark Week when you're day one or day two or day three, but you're all just sharks.
I like that.
It's great. Those are good costumes. And or just a plain shark costume. That's good too.
Just a plain
but when your
shark.
Costumes are connected.
I'm confused with all of that.
Yeah.
I like the creative or not.
I'm sorry.
I think she means like period week or something. I don't know, because that's sometimes called Shark Week. I have no idea. Day two, day three, it makes no sense.
I've heard of Shark Week, but I don't know how she plans on pulling this off. Halloween is one goddamn day. So what the hell? But I don't know. They might be on to creating something new, like the 13 days of Halloween. So day one, you know, who knows what they've stumbled upon.
I think it's more creative.
Sorry, go ahead.
I think it's for like multiple people to be dressed as different days of the week.
Okay, now I feel dumb. It's actually quite simple.
But it's stupid. So
I like the more creative, or not more creative, but the ideas where you dress up as a theme and it's multiple people like that. Like Shark Week when you're day one or day two. Or
by the way, she said Shark Week.
Or day three, but you're all just sharks.
I like that.
It's great. Those are good costumes. Or just a plain shark costume. That's good too. But when your costumes are connected or they take up too much space,
It's not great.
Or if you know you're going to be uncomfortable the whole night.
Yeah, like I don't want that. Well, I mean, most of the time when I dress up for Halloween, I'm pretty uncomfortable because it's ridiculous. But I don't want to be uncomfortable because I'm taking up too much space.
No one has ever thought this ever. It seems like she's put in a lot of thought into this.
Well, plus, did you hear how she said, I don't want to be uncomfortable? Actually, I'm uncomfortable with every costume, basically, that I wear. That's where the both sides of the
mouth.
She's
definitely talking out of both sides of her mouth. I got
you. Yeah.
All right. Clip two, or what's next, I should say.
Yeah, clip two. Charcuterie board costume is a total hit.
Okay, that's like the cheese and shit, right?
Cheese and meats, yeah.
Okay.
I can see someone from this show wearing this, a charcuterie board. The board hangs from chest and has pictures of various meats and cheeses, and you walk around with a glass of red wine.
I love that. I would have real meats and cheeses so people could just take them off.
Absolutely. I'm 100% with Kelly. I mean, that's, you got to take the real stuff.
Yeah, and then at the end of the night, I'm just a sanded down piece of wood.
By the way, Greg fucks up charcuterie. Did you hear that?
I can see someone from this show wearing this, a charcuterie board.
Come on, asshole. It's charcuterie. That's charcuterie. God damn. That was all very fucked up.
Yeah. I was not a fan of this whole segment.
I mean,
one of the costumes that they read off was a couple's costume that was kale and salad dressing. Like, how do you go through this and think, oh, this is going to be fun to talk about?
That's kind of like the way it is these days. All right, what's next?
This is the last costume clip I have, and it's Maitland's costume. She's going to be unknown, stupid, and annoying as fuck.
Is she going as herself?
And Hot Wings goes for a joke at the end that gets zilch.
Okay.
Maitland, what are you going to be?
This is the show, by the way. I have a lot of zilch jokes, too. They're mine are all free beers as usual, but God damn it, that happens a lot on this show.
Okay.
Maitla, what are you going to be?
Timothy Chalamet.
That's right.
Yelling, skirt! Yeet!
Right. What
the fuck?
Yeah, that's her costume. I'm going to be yelling yeet and skirt. Like that.
I don't even know what that means. Am I too old to know what the fuck that means?
It's from some Pete Davidson sketch on SNL, but it's just nonsense.
Oh, have fun explaining that one.
Maitla, what are you going to be?
Yeah, listen.
Timothy Chalamet.
That's right.
Yelling, skirt! Yeet!
Right. What percentage of people will know that one? The people who should know will know, won't they?
Yeah,
it's one of those.
Yeah, but it's going to be one of
those. You see, Greg is letting her off the hook. What he should be saying is, boy, that's stupid. Yeah, but
yeah,
he
no
won't
one's
do that.
Know who you are.
Yes, Greg wants to finger her.
Those annoying ones.
Jeez.
Where, like, if...
Allegedly.
If I'm anywhere but the house party that I'm going to, I'm going to have to spend more than 30 seconds explaining it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's... I'm going to hate myself, too.
Yeah. This one year a group of my...
What the fuck? God damn.
Friends, guys, and gals went as Warren Jeffs and his 18 wives. That was the Mormon cult leader.
Uh-huh.
One of the group dressed up as his child bride. We thought it was funny. Not everyone did, though. I bet they didn't.
Mm.
I mean, not if you were at a Mormon party.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, not as funny.
I can't imagine.
God, these bits always just crawl along really slow.
At a Mormon Halloween party would joke be very
fun. Oh, it'd be so much fun. You'd play water pong and all kinds of other fun drinking games that don't involve caffeine or alcohol.
Everyone could just dress up in their magic underpants.
Yeah, play 7 minutes in Temple where you just go in the closet and read.
Yeah.
Somebody's wearing an inflatable costume of the salamander. See, it's real.
I don't know if it is or not.
Aha, uh-huh, it is.
Golden salamander.
Oh, boy.
I'm the tabernacle.
I have a lot of questions about oyster dates. Well.
Oh, no. He moves on.
Oh, he doesn't even say what. He just continues with the next thought.
Yep, no, like, we're going to go to the next segment.
I don't even know. I don't understand what he's saying or why. I mean, it's fucked up, so he probably... But it would have been better if he said, I don't know what that means. Shut up.
Yeah, Maitland said something that got Freebeer to laugh, but when Hot Wings did his thing, it just got nothing.
You'll notice that. You'll notice a lot of that. If she says anything, he's like, he loves her. Shit. All right, moving on. What do we have next, Ben?
Well, I don't know if you want to go to your 13 days of Halloween stuff, because that's the end of my Halloween stuff. I have stuff from another segment.
Go ahead. I'm going to finish with you, and then we'll bounce around, and then we'll go to my 13 days of Halloween.
So they play this new game now, another game,
of course,
called Mind Meld.
Okay.
Where I think the idea is you and me will say a word at the same time. It'll be like whatever word we each of us thinks of.
Okay.
So like you might say red and I might say balloon.
Uh-huh.
And then we have to combine, take those two words and come up with something that encompasses that. And hopefully you and me will say that word. It's such a stupid fucking game.
Oh, okay. So they're like almost thinking at the same time. So red, balloon, and then they might both say raloon.
Yeah, exactly. One of them, So the more important thing is this game led to another round of who gives a fuck about colors.
Oh, I think I heard this.
Clip number four.
I think I did hear this. Okay, here we go.
Me and Kelly, our minds were melded before we even got here. We're kind of matching today.
We are matching today. We got the high-waisted and the cute little sweaters on. Curled our hair.
You mean you both have pants and a shirt on?
My shirt's green. Hers is green.
Your shirt is blue with red and white stripes. Kelly's is solid green.
Yeah, if anything, Steve and I got the memo.
This is green.
Actually, yes, Steve and Hobbins are dressed as twins.
We're both wearing dark blue zippy hoodies.
Yeah. This is very similar to the gray conversation.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
And then they just keep going on about the colors that they're wearing.
Your jeans. Okay, you both have jeans on. Okay. Ooh. Ooh. Caitlin's are like 1988's acid washed, and Kelly's are like 1990s mom jeans.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing alike.
My shirt is green.
Your shirt is not green.
Here. Her voice.
It looks navy blue. That might be the lights. I'll give that.
Teal?
Jesus.
Yeah. The next clip, which is going in order, this has to do kind of with your ratings thing. This is it's just simply free beer braggadocio.
Okay. What was that, five?
Yeah.
Go ask the show next door what color your shirt is.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if they're on the air, kick their door in and say, we're number one.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. That's actually pretty funny because it's true. And, right. And that other show sucks. Oh, fuck. That's great. Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't finish that with, I'm just kidding.
He kind of did. He ripcorded a little bit by saying, but he trailed off it got stepped on and it wasn't even, that's why I didn't include it in the clip.
I actually got a just kidding. I just haven't pulled it yet. I've got my third. You got a, oh, thank God. I don't have one for this week, but I wasn't able to pull it. Well, good. So that means together we have a montage of four just kiddings.
All right.
Excellent work. Okay. What's next?
Well, what's going on in the next segment? Even more who gives a fuck about colors. Although they find it hilarious.
Okay.
So if you want to go to social media at FBHW Show, you'll be able to see Maitland's weirdo shirt.
Spit it out.
She said that Maitland said that her and Kelly are dressed the same. They're not. They both have pants and a shirt on, you know. Yeah. In the same way that we're all dressed the same because we all wore our hair today. Then
we all wore our hair.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
We all wore our hair.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Caitlin made the outrageous claim that her shirt is green when it's so clearly blue, red, and white, as people can see on the webcams. Fancy Idiots Unite.
It is green, pink, and light blue.
We are getting texts from people.
But now they're going to argue some more.
People that say, give Maitland the colorblind test live on the air. It'll be sad to see her figure this out in real time.
No. Figure. He said figure rhymes with the N-word.
Well, that's awful. That's
however
very insulting.
Something happened when we went to do more experimentation with this during the break, and I'll let you see the video on social media.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Let's go to clip eight. Let's skip seven for right now.
Okay.
Because it's a new segment in a new hour, but back to no one gives a shit about colors. And free beer does something familiar.
TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and X at FBHW Show. You want to see Maitland and Kelly's green shirts? You can do that there.
Come on.
How many of these women are wearing green shirts? One. Unless they stand in the perfect spot, then one and a half. I don't know. A lot of people writing in saying guys are notoriously more colorblind. I think that's a long con, too.
Yeah.
Just women trying to show they're better than us. Just kidding. Totally colorblind, probably.
Oh, it wasn't even something bad to say just kidding about.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Hey, guys are better at looking at colors than girls. I'm just kidding. What the fuck?
Is he afraid of getting in trouble with these jokes? Is that what's going on nowadays?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, we know.
I don't get it.
Even if you weren't kidding, who gives a fuck? I mean, if he looked at them and said, hey, I'm going to rape you.
Oh, jeez.
Then I would say it's appropriate to say I'm just kidding. You do not have to say I'm just kidding when you say whatever it is you fucking said there.
Especially when you're saying it in a jokey manner, I guess.
God, what a cock. Damn. All right, we skip seven.
All right, seven. It's a round of their new game, Mind Meld, that is stupid as shit. And I don't think Steve even knows how to play. And there's a word they find funny that is, in fact, not funny.
Okay.
There's a lot going on
here. Yeah.
Kelly and Maitland.
Okay.
Yes.
Mind meld. One, two, three.
Shovel.
Text.
What did you say, Maitland?
Shovel.
Shovel and text. Mm-hmm. All right, Hot Wings and Steve, unite that flag. Ready? One, two, three.
Snow.
Hot Wings said.
Book.
And Steve said snow.
Snow. I heard shovel and I thought
Kelly and Maitland.
And snow.
Shovel or snow and book. Mm-hmm. One, two, three.
Reading.
White. Oh.
Reading and white. Hot Wings and Steve. One, two, three.
Hot cocoa.
I don't know why that's
I don't even know
funny,
why you'd say that.
Reading and white, when white was referring to snow, you're cuddled up with a book, drinking some hot cocoa.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you did better than Hot Wings.
Yeah, I mean, said nothing. As soon as he started to say hot, I don't know why. Just got me. Got
all right.
Cocoa's a funny word.
Tickled me.
Okay.
Cocoa is a funny word.
Kelly and Maitland.
This is a free beer special. I can guarantee you he came up with this 100% on his own.
This game?
Yes. I can promise you he does all these fucking things. Oh, shit.
But did you hear the end when they laughed at the word cocoa? I mean, that's a funny word.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just, God damn. I forgot all about that. I didn't even listen for that at the end. I was too disgusted with what I was hearing.
Yeah. Oh, it's not a great game.
Time for a palate cleanser.
I had Led Zeppelin too.
Ah, come on, guys. Oh, it's a damn temptation. Shad.
Great. Did you see that people are getting upset about the games they're playing nowadays on Reddit?
That's been going on for some time, right? People are like, just too many games.
Yeah, like, well, because somebody made a thread about the new ratings.
Okay, yeah, I did see that.
And one of the comments was about how they're playing so many games, and oh, here we go. The games that are fun are the ones that audience can play along with while listening, like trivia and name that blank. But others like Snake Oil, Free Beer's Ice Cream Game, and this new one called Mind Meld give you an outsider feel where you're literally just listening to other people play a game.
Right. With them just blurting shit out like that.
Yep. Yeah,
and that's
exactly
what a lot of these games are. It's just really fucking hokey. Hokey and bad.
They're terrible to listen to, and they're not, they laugh at stuff that's not funny and that the audience should not be laughing at.
It's funny because today on their segment 17, they had gotten a text from someone calling them out for this exact thing, for that game and mailing it in.
Yeah.
And they went on a long-winded diatribe. Can you see Greg there?
Yes.
Okay.
I just wanted to read it and share the perspective.
And you can hear it too, yes?
Yeah.
Now I can't. Hotwigs, you check the text. You see the one from the guy in Nashville who we were playing the Mind Meld game, and it must not have, it didn't tickle their fancy.
Tickle their fancy.
So their text came.
Look at that hair.
Hey man, let's see if I can find it.
Is it the Bob and Tom one?
Yeah.
I did see it.
It's not, it's, you know, not a
it
big deal.
It was just something about
it. It is a big deal. That's why it's in your brain. Don't tell me it's not a big deal to you, Greg. It's a very big deal to you.
Like you must have listened to Bob and Tom and thought, we shouldn't try either.
Yeah.
If it works for them, maybe we shouldn't try either. Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah, it was like, did you guys have a meeting or did you all decide individually to quit trying? Or was it just the money's rolling in? So let's do it like Bob and Tom.
Yeah, we're all rich.
And so,
Steve, they are rich.
Yeah.
You're
free
not
beer
rich.
And hot wings. Sorry.
Trust me, they're rich. They make about $600,000 a year, Steve.
That's crazy.
You've topped out at 40. That's not their fault. That's all you're going to get. That's all you should get. So shut the fuck up.
Yeah. So I just wrote back and
I like how Greg's playing. Now, wait a minute. Even though maybe because Greg gives about $20,000 a month to Mrs. X Free Beer, perhaps he is a little less rich than Hot Wings, but they're rich. Right. And when the gold digger he's married to now divorces him, he'll be a lot less rich.
Yeah.
Said, you know, our ratings right now are better than they've ever been.
Okay. I want to give that room to breathe.
Do it like Bob and Tom.
Yeah, we're all rich.
And so So I just wrote back and I said, you know, our ratings right now are better than they've ever been.
Okay. Now that to him is the big jumping off point. And this is very good news to you and I, because he's like, well, they clearly want to hear about the 13 days of Halloween. They want more mind meld. And that means they're going to keep doing it, which means we get to keep reviewing it. So that's a big win, because he thinks this is great shit.
This show probably just isn't for you. Which,
and also, I mean, things evolve.
Here comes Wet Eyes.
Then it changes. I'm not the same person now at 50.
Right.
Than I was when I was 28.
Wrote back and said, you're everything you hated back then. Don't tell me what I hated. But
no, that's what you hated. I remember being in the room with you and we would make fun of Bob and Tom. You absolutely. Right. And, you know, they can sit there. This has been their long time thing. Well, we've matured. We're older now.
Yeah.
We're this
we've
now.
Evolved.
It's like, well, hey, I understand that. And people say that because you got rid of all the bits that worked. And that's okay, too. But you haven't done anything to replace them.
Right.
Okay, you sit around and you hang out and you play mind meld. And it sucks.
Yeah, let's do around the rooms and games.
And you guys do not have the horsepower to be able to sit in there and do anything of substance that engages people. You're boring motherfuckers. You always have been. And so for them to just sit there and say, we're more mature and old now. So, you know, this is what people want because our ratings are great. That's such bullshit.
They said you've lost all of your edginess and your uniqueness the same way Howard Stern did. And now you're just riding it out.
Yeah, well, we all get older.
You are.
Yeah.
Things are different. Things are funny.
If we were still edgy to the world in the same ratio that we were in 2006, we wouldn't be able to be on the radio.
Now, that's bullshit, too. I'm tired of that being a scapegoat and a cop-out. There is so much. The best moments we ever had on that show were when we were just sharing personal things and busting each other's balls. That's what made the show funny. Now, if you park on hyper-focus on a particular bit or something like that, or a Joe stunt, I mean, I get it. But, I mean, you can't. Expect that the show wouldn't have evolved to a point like it is now if you actually had bits you were doing as opposed to this. It could still be very funny today, but they're not trying.
Because the world has advanced in its edginess, but it's not like they moved our scale of, you know.
Well, and also then doing exactly the same shit we were doing in 2009, everyone would go, they just do the same shit they've been doing since 2009. And now it's pathetic because they're old.
Now, that said, if you don't like it, it doesn't bother me.
Yes, it does.
Oh, totally fine.
It bothers me when people write and go, you're a sellout or you're doing what you always said you wouldn't. I'm like, nah, I don't think so.
No.
But there have been things where I've changed. I mean, I'm 50 now.
I've changed wives. This is the guy who says, I'm having sex 365 times this year on the radio, and he's worried about... He's the guy who's talking about queefs and shit like that on the air. Oh, we can't be edgy.
And,
you're just not fucking funny.
I don't think prank calls are funny anymore.
I'm doing this...
I don't do interviews because I don't like them.
And, I loved them.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing now.
I love this right here.
That I did then, which is I try to come to work and enjoy myself.
Yes.
Okay, but we're taking this from a guy who collects license plates and hubcaps for fun, okay?
stares at trees. Yeah,
it doesn't take that goddamn slug much to be entertained. So I don't know if that's a great barometer, Hot Wings. Fuck, now I'm getting pissed off. All right. Okay, let's go back to your clips because we haven't even gotten into my clips yet.
Right. Yeah, so, I've only got a couple left.
Yeah, I want to finish yours up.
Let's see. So number nine. This one we might not want to do because it's a long one.
That's all right.
This is like 4 minutes.
Oh, really? What can you?
Or three and a half.
Can you give me a Reader's Digest version of what's going on?
They're talking about electric vehicles or hybrids, and they're talking about the range of how far they can go before they have to be charged again.
Okay.
And then it leads to them talking about the plugs that you use to plug in.
Right.
And it turns into a butt plug, play on words. And so they talk about, they try to make jokes about butt plugs for 3.5 minutes. I was tipped off to this by a guy at work. He said, "You've got to hear what I heard at 8 o'clock this morning."
All right. We have
like, well,
to
what
play.
Was it? Okay. He was like, "This is the worst." They were trying to be funny and they weren't. He's like, "This is the worst radio I've listened to."
I love that guy at work tipped you up. What is his name? We'll give him a shout out. What's his first name?
His name is Andrew.
Andrew, thank you. Here we go.
Like, Kelly, what is the range of your car that you, it must only be like 4 miles because you drive to work and you fight over a plug every day.
Not every day. Rude. Mine is a hybrid and it gets 48 miles when the battery's fully charged.
Okay. But yeah, yours is, so if you had to, you could just drive.
The engine then kicks in.
Yeah. It works with both.
Toyota believes they have the technology that they would be able to build a 900-mile electric vehicle with 900-mile range.
What?
Okay.
That's like a game changer right there.
Is that without 9,000 pounds of batteries? Because they could probably do it now, technically.
They're working hard at developing solid-state batteries. The company has said for a while that it expects to be able to offer electric vehicles with a range of more than 900 miles starting in 4 years.
Okay.
That'd be huge.
They announced a partnership with a company to work together in developing mass production of technology of solid electrolytes, improving productivity and establishment of a supply chain. I don't know what that means, but if I sent you a photo, you could show everyone of what they say is the key.
Okay.
And there it is.
It's
a tiny butt plug filled with baking soda.
Okay. So you shove that into the back of the car, obviously.
You plug that thing in, you're going to get a whole lot more mileage than you have right now.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the base is a suction cup, which is nice, so you can kind of stick it wherever you need to.
Where do you put it?
Oh, boy. Clearly in the back of the car somewhere.
Yeah.
All right.
It's probably a special port.
Is there any sort of, like, lubricant that comes with it?
One thing they say is
you just spit on it.
When
you
do it,
but plug it in with care.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear him? He, like, butt plug it. It's a butt plug.
So it doesn't do any damage.
Okay.
Oh, no.
And then the powdery stuff that's in there, what does that do after you put it in the rear?
It gets excited.
Of the car.
It shoots towards the top of the pyramid plug and eventually sprays into the car, causing it to go 900 miles.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder what that makes the car feel like, you know, that jolt.
Probably very relaxed. After maybe some tenseness.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like most people, the first time you get into an...
How silly is this?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
EV, it's it's familiar yet unusual.
This quote from Toyota. "Some people have anxiety about electric cars, but plug this in and you will feel the thrust of activity pulling your anxiety away slowly but surely."
That's a quote directly.
"As your desires stretch to the appropriate level."
Oh, wow.
Okay, so he's acting like that's real, but obviously it's not because
of course
it's that.
Oh, okay, all right.
Jeez. Well, I mean, here. Good job, Toyota.
Yeah.
I love knowing that Toyota's into this.
Yeah. It says you should start with slow strokes.
Okay, sure.
To build the engine.
Yep, that's right, Fieber. It says that.
And to break it in.
Well, it would be a motor.
And then once
it's a motor.
I know, but I'm speaking, like NASCAR.
Trying to dumb it down for the layman.
They still say motor in NASCAR, even though it's an engine, it's gasoline. So you can go back and forth. But in this case, they say start out slowly until it breaks in. And then once the engine feels loose and vigorous, then you can really, you can go as far as you can, as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just need to make sure you've got an airtight seal.
Wow. Because some of these new ones, they stink.
Yeah, otherwise you'll get some leakage.
Yeah. Anyway, congratulations.
On the back of your car.
It's car update.
It's awesome.
Yeah, looks good.
It
sure does, dude. Holy fucking. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had to keep that ending in.
Oh, thank you. All right, one more, Ben. And by the way, we're probably going to go late on this, folks. So if you're, I see Kenny is in the chat, which is, I think, a first. He was like, Kenny for the longest time was like, I can't do it because I hear Greg's voice. No. You got to be here because we ripped these guys a new asshole. You've been missing out. You really have. So we're going to end up going long because I have plenty of ground to cover.
Okay. My last clip is a Hot Wings hot take gives us the familiar laugh talking.
Oh, no.
Good morning. I'm Hot Wings with a hot take.
Oh, hot, 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 hot.
The unfortunate thing about book banning is that they're usually carried out by the stupidest people in the room. For example, the Huntsville, Madison County, Alabama Public Library.
Oh, my God. I love this.
Did you see this story?
Yes.
That banned a kid's book because the author's last name was Gay.
Mm-hmm.
Marie Louise Gay, who mm-hmm. wrote a children's book that didn't have anything to do with sexuality at all. It was, like, about sharing.
Wow.
For once, his laugh talk is actually appropriate. This is
right.
This is
yes.
a goddamn funny story.
There okay. it is, but later on.
Okay,
it's not.
All right.
Yeah.
But because they have a blanket, let's go through and make sure nothing's woke policy. They go, oh, this one says gay.
You know it's good if they're banning it. If they're banning it, you better read it.
Well, and that's what a lot of people have said. If these are the books that you should read.
Yeah, it's a good one.
You know, I've heard him say things that have nothing funny about it. It
right.
could be, hey, Hot Wings, what'd you do this weekend? Well, I took a walk. I took a walk. Oh, my God.
See, now, I've been listening to old best of shows from like 2009.
So have I.
And he does not laugh talk.
No, he does not.
I don't know what made this come about. I remember standing outside the bowling alley in Rockford talking to you. We were at a comedy show together.
Right.
And discussing the laugh talking for the first time.
Yeah.
And it's like how in the world did this turn into something?
Yeah, it's really, really bizarre. Was that the first time I actually had you heard it too at that point?
Yeah.
Okay.
I brought it up to you and you're like, oh my God, I've been hearing that too.
All right, Ben, thank you very much for all of that.
Yes.
It was fantastic.
Yes,
well
yes,
done.
Yes.
On day two of the 13 days of Halloween, our heroes, they went to, Spooky Urban Legends.
All right.
Was, I think, what they were doing.
In okay. 1 hour, dumber.
You can see Free Beer?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I put this in my tease. This is day two of the 13 days of Halloween.
Okay.
He's just starting the bit, and he immediately fucks it up.
In 1 hour, dumber than the show trivia. You could win $100, $300. Depends on who you play.
Okay, he's even taking his time. Now listen to this fuck up. This is day two of the 13 days of Halloween, and listen to what this goddamn disaster does.
Free Beer, Hot Wings, Steve, Kelly, and Maitland. 13 days of Halloween rolls on day 12. Or day two, I guess. I don't know how if we're counting. Doesn't really matter.
No, it matters. It matters because, you know, it's the second.
Right.
Who goes into the 13 days of Halloween and starts with 13 and works backwards? Tomorrow will be day 11, and then we'll end on day one of Halloween. Wait, oh, no, I did it all wrong for 13 days. Oh, no. Fuck me. I'm such an asshole.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And this, oops, they went ahead then and hold on, I'm fucking shit up already.
Apparently.
You can see and hear that?
Yep.
They were talking about the Jersey Devil, which is something that Steve is familiar with.
Okay.
And it took place in like the 1800s or something like that. And then Freebear goes into a joke, but you don't really know that he's going into a joke. But you can tell by his tone, he's kind of going into a joke. But we know it's a joke because it's not funny.
Apparently, Mother Leeds, a real person.
I think you can still go. You can visit the cabin.
That makes sense.
Or maybe you could. I don't.
She really stirred up a lot of trouble with the local Quakers back in the 1700s.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she did.
She liked to.
A lot of trouble.
Throw some gas on the fire to fight the censorship of the Quakers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that is funny.
It took me a minute to realize he was going for some type of joke.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
I forgot the specifics of this one. I called it a real momentum killer.
Okay.
A lot of people are saying that the urban legend where they were was that's the house that puts razor blades in candy or stuff like that.
Yeah, seems like every town has one of those.
They just looked at each other.
Oh, really?
But just look at them, man, because there was that long pause. Everybody's
I'm just seeing the folders and I'm not seeing the actual video.
I'm an asshole. I suck dick at everything. Now you
there
can see
go.
Freebear.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people are saying that the urban legend where they were was that's the house that puts razor blades in candy or stuff like that.
Yeah, seems like every town has one of those.
That was not a freeze frame.
Right, yeah, that was crazy. You're right. They just stood there.
Oh, God. Now I'm gun-shy. You can see the next clip?
Yeah.
All right, and this one, Freebeard double clutches a joke.
Okay.
He starts it and then stops it and then kind of tries to recover, but it's fucked up. And we pick it up with this guy who they're watching a video of some dude who's a doctor of something supernatural. And they're making fun of him. And Hot Wings has a reasonable joke about this guy. And then Freebird laughs at it, decides he's going to joke tag it, realizes he shouldn't joke tag it, but is still speaking at the same time and catches himself.
Okay. Dr. Mark Farley, founder of the St. Louis Paranormal Research Society, has seen quite a few things that
I'd like to know where his doctorate is from.
Yeah, first thing I thought, like, okay, what are you a doctor of? Like, yeah.
I can't actually make fun of that I do that.
Yes, you do that. Yeah.
I ripcord on jokes before because I feel like they're going to go too far, but.
Doctor of. Like, yeah.
That was one of my...
I love the additional clips at the end.
This one, they're talking about. This guy is a doctor. They refer to him as Dr. Ghost.
Okay.
So Freebear really gets into that.
I'm Dr. Ghost.
Shut the fuck up, okay? Shut the fuck up.
I'm Dr. Ghost.
Shut the fuck up, okay? Shut the fuck up.
Man, he really got animated on that one.
Fucking stupid. all right.
Oh my gosh, have y'all...
You can see that?
Yeah.
Okay. They, Kelly is giving an urban legend about somewhere in Kalamazoo, there's one called the Hatchet Man.
Okay.
All the while she's doing that, he's thinking of this line that he's going to say. He's actually going to sing it at the end of this bit. And right. It completely, I mean, it's official. The bit is really, really fucking dead at this point. I mean, it's crash and burn.
Oh my gosh. Have y'all heard of the Hatchet Man?
Yes.
Hatchet Man Road?
No.
Hatchet Man Road is in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And listen to this. If you can see the Hatchet Man's spirit, it's said that you can see Hatchet Man's spirit and his kid's ghost and his wife's ghost in the woods. Apparently, he hatched him out of death. Oh. You can see the white face of a little girl up in the trees. You can see dark shadows going across the road in front of you. It's obviously according to local legends.
Yeah. No, that all makes sense. When you're in the woods, only the spirit of a hatchet man would cast shadows anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There are no other shadows on Earth besides the hatchet man.
That's it.
Sing us a song. You're the hatchet man. Mm.
Folks, the grief is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. Oh, it's the space plunging 400 or 500 feet into the sky. It is.
God, he took so long to get it out, too.
He knew it was bad. That's why he went, huh. And then
there was a part in there when it goes to him and he's like about to say it.
Oh,
like
really?
He was ready. Yeah. There's a part when Kelly's talking where there's a little break in her talking and it goes to him for just a split second.
I need to check that out.
Oh,
again.
My gosh. Have y'all heard of the Hatchet Man?
Yes.
Hatchet Man Road?
No.
Hatchet Man Road is in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And listen to this. If you can
I got
see
my
the
eye
Hatchet
on him.
Man's spirit, it's said that you can see Hatchet Man's spirit and his kid's ghost and his wife's ghost in the woods. Apparently, he hatched him out of death.
Oh.
You can see the white face of a little girl up in the trees. You can see dark shadows going across the road in front of you.
I was wrong.
Obviously, according to local legends.
Yeah. No, that all makes sense. When you're in the woods, only the spirit of a hatchet man would cast shadows anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong.
There are no other shadows.
You just wanted to hear him sing it again.
On Earth besides the hatchet man.
That's it.
Sing us a song. You're the hatchet man.
You see that piece of paper?
Yeah.
He's shuffling it. It's one sheet of paper. You don't shuffle one sheet.
No, you definitely don't.
You shuffle a pile to get them together, asshole. It's because he's nervous. He used to do that shit all the time when he knew he looked like a fucking twat. He would, I must shuffle one sheet of paper.
Sing us a song. You're the hatchet man.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You can totally tell. It was just one piece of paper.
Oh,
when
no.
It hit the counter. Oh.
All right. I'll end with this. I'm not sure what Hot Wings was doing here, but I really felt like he wanted to put his dick in me. What's
fancy
he doing?
Idiots get to hear.
This is the most personality he's ever shown in 25 years.
Segment 17.
I wonder what's more elephants wide, the Milky Way or all of the trees.
I'm telling you, this area of his face from eyes down is massive now, and the head part, eyes and above, is still not fat. So
right.
He looks like he's got elephantitis or something.
He's stacked end to end and side to side both. Do you have
depends
that?
On how many Oreos to the moon it is.
Strip. You can be a fancy idiot too by signing up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
I'm uncomfortable.
So am I. This has been going on for so long.
Jesus Christ. It's not like him to commit to a bit. Can you see this little picture of Free Beer?
Not right now.
Okay. Let me see if I can get to it here. Then we'll end with
that. I saw it when you had the folder open. I think. It's a pic. Is it a side view of his hair?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
You can still hear me, right?
Yeah.
All right, everything looks to be fucked up, so I don't know what the hell's going on. It might. We might have just killed it. I got spinning wheel of death.
Oh no!
Who knows? All right. I'm going to leave it right there then, Ben. We're going to get right after following this up, God willing, with the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Thank you, folks, for checking this out. Remember, if you discover something that you think is really bad on the Free Beer and Hot Wings show, do not hesitate to let us know.
Yes.
So that we can share it with you in an upcoming episode. All right. Till next time, thank you. And this has been another edition of Who are
these
Freebeers? Okay, thank you. Fuck off.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Did you miss when Free Beer said this?
Yeah, but you're a morning zoo.
I'll be happy to listen back to it later. We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
There's no parking now.
Hey, look, that's why I make...
Yeah, why's my zone not going in?
But I'll go for a Nutter Butter because it's so crunchy and creamy.
Why can't you just say ours normally? Come on.
Who are these Free Beers?
We are now live, so don't say the N word.
Okay.
That's always the first thing.
Yeah, I'm going to disappoint Maureen, but that's all right.
Well, yeah, that's right. I forgot all about that. Another all-timer.
Yes, that's right.
To be sure. Well, welcome in, everyone, to episode 9, the live stream of Who Are These Free Beers? And we have a very, very special episode because we've added a... another layer with audience members of this show participating on the Free Beer and Hot Wing show. Ben, take me through what you were doing when you heard that bit of information. What was that, via a post that I made, or were you listening when I was talking about it, or what?
I think it was the description of your podcast from the free podcast.
Yes.
Possibly from yesterday or the day before.
Okay.
So that's how I was tipped off to it.
Well, I'll give you more of the background on that in a second, but okay. Let me ask you this. I always come up with the order. Do you want me to go first, which will feature those clips, or would you like to go first and then we'll save those? Either way, we're getting to it.
Oh, no, let's get into it.
Of yours or mine?
Yours. Okay. The ones, yeah, since we're talking about it.
Okay. The way this all unfolded was, I got the idea because I know that they take live calls on their show.
Okay.
During the virtual live at night.
All right.
So I called some of my trusted allies that you know and I know.
Yes.
Patrick and Donald Trump.
All right.
To reach out to them. And now the idea on this first clip, Patrick, I'm like, okay, I want you to try to get in on the Free Beer and Hot Wings virtual live at night. And so they usually do their thing. They talk for a bit and then they go to the phones. It just so happens that on this particular episode, they decided to like dress up in some type of Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Hot Wings stole the show because he dressed up as a drum major, or the guy who leads the marching.
Right.
Band.
Yeah.
So that was kind of fun. We'll get to more of that in a second. So if you're wondering why they're wearing what they're wearing.
True.
But yeah. I reached out to Patrick and I go, all right, buddy, this is what I want you to do. Say, hey, this is Patrick and I love you guys. And just butter them up a little bit.
Okay.
And then after a minute or so, maybe not even that, just quickly, you know, say some nice things. So you kind of get them thinking that that's what you're there for. And then say, I really love that you did the 13 days of Halloween.
And oh, really?
That's what he's supposed to say. I loved it so much. It was so incredible. Where do you come up with such amazing bits?
Okay.
So, see where that's going. However, it did not work out like that at all.
Oh, no.
This is Patrick.
Let's see. Charleston, South Carolina. Hello in the low country. How are you?
Yes. Hey.
Hi. Can you turn your radio or it's not a radio. It's whatever it is.
Your device.
You already did it. Thank you. What's going on? What's your name?
Hey, Patrick.
Hi, Patrick. What's happening tonight?
I'm originally from Nashville, man. I've been listening to you guys since the 2000s.
Dang. Well, thank you.
It still is the 2000s.
Yeah. Dude, I love the show.
Well, did you hear Steve? He was a cocktail.
Yeah. Yep.
Still is too, though. He can't help it.
Right.
That's very Eric Zane of him to bash an audience member. I thought that they weren't allowed to do that anymore.
Right.
I'm originally from Nashville, man. I've been listening to you guys since the 2000s.
Dang. Well, thank you.
Still is the 2000s.
Yeah. Dude, I love the show.
Well, we appreciate
thank
it.
You very much.
Was
appreciate that.
Was that your Uncle Vern that made that complaint call? Do you know that guy?
No, I don't, unfortunately. No.
Yeah. Okay. What took you to Charleston or that area?
And
now, right away, I'm thinking to myself, Greg's asking questions. This is going to take a while. And knowing Greg, he always picks a convenient spot to just hang up on the person, whether they're done talking or not.
Right. True.
Yeah. My wife died in 2017. She was hit by a drunk driver. Oh, my God.
Now, this is not true.
Oh, really?
Patrick is... Freebird said, what brought you to South Carolina? And then Patrick says this.
No, I don't, unfortunately. No.
Yeah. Okay. What took you to Charleston or that area?
And, my wife died in 2017. She was hit by a drunk driver. And
Greg's
I'm a single dad. And I got family that lives down here. So
okay.
That's kind of what took me down here, but.
Patrick, there's two things I'm sorry for. One is the loss of your wife, and the other one is that I asked that question a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Those are the two things that I'm most sorry for in the world right now.
Okay. So I don't know why he did that, but
why
he
Patrick
told,
did that?
Yeah. Why?
Okay.
But it's effective. I mean, it kind of fucked up the Bird King, no doubt.
Yeah.
Look at that look on his face.
The other one is that I asked that question a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Those are the two things that I'm most sorry for in the world right now. And if I could take both of them back, I would.
Whatever you do, don't dwell on it.
I'm not.
Make it even more awkward.
Patrick, what were you calling for?
No, I just want to say what's up to you guys. I've never called in before. And honestly, I mean, you guys.
See, now would be the perfect time for him to say, to talk about the 13 days of Halloween and how fantastic
correct.
Of a bit that. But no, Patrick turns into like actually a good caller.
Oh, okay.
Like tough times. Like I was a VIP at the time and now a fancy idiot. And just listening to you guys, just being a familiar voice in the mornings or in the afternoons when I listen to podcasts, it's been very helpful.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that. That is very good.
That's very nice to hear. It is.
Okay. Now look at Greg's left hand. He's going to hang up on him right here.
Man, okay. I wish we were on a
and
Charleston
then he hung
so we
up
could do a live
him.
Show in Charleston.
Yeah, right.
Love
I think
it there.
We were for a minute, weren't we? At some point.
Is that where Wave 98? No,
Surf 98.
That where we fired was, from that dude named Mud?
No, Surf was Wilmington.
Wilmington.
Okay. And that was Mud.
Oh, that was Mud.
Wake up dirty.
We were on 96 The Wave, I believe.
Okay.
I don't know. Something like that. Yeah. It was the early days.
I wanted that one to
Patrick, thank you.
Oh, I hang up.
Well, they would call and go, hey.
So that was it. So then I'm like, what the fuck? And then while that was happening, this is what I'm texting to Patrick. Get to it. Interrupt. And then he writes, fuck, he hung up on me. And then I go, that's okay. There'll be other times. He says, I failed, dude. He hung up so quickly. I said, don't even worry about it. However, did your wife really die? He says, no, that was a lie. Thanks for asking, though. In hindsight, maybe that's what made them uncomfortable. He hung up without saying goodbye. I also wasn't prepared for the delay since this was not on the radio. The sound quality sucks on the phone. I had a hard time even hearing them. I'll get them next time.
Okay. Nice.
All right. Next up, this happens.
We have two people calling in.
Oh.
This is always, put them both on.
Hello.
Tremendous. Thank you so much for answering. This is maybe the fanciest idiot of them all when you think about it.
Wow. Okay. That's the first they've ever heard of this. Greg knows exactly what he's hearing.
Yeah.
Maitland knows exactly what's going on. It's someone who sounds 1 million right. percent like Trump.
Correct.
The other two, Maitland or Kelly and Howings, fall right in like, oh, my God.
Okay.
One person doesn't get it and doesn't know the impression.
How? I don't know how you could not know.
I don't know.
President for 4 years.
And he's going to reveal it later. And,
okay.
And I, you know, you can say whatever you want about this bit. But at the end of the day, there are no closer impersonations of Trump.
Right.
We have two people calling in. Oh, this is always, put them both on.
Hello.
Tremendous. Thank you so much for answering. This is maybe the fanciest idiot of them all when you think about it.
Wow. That's amazing.
So he's instructed Trump, if I understand this correctly, he's going to call and then reference, like, you're playing too many games on your show.
Okay.
And I think that kind of resonates with, Greg doesn't know what to do with this because he's right. laughing. But I think he's smart enough to figure out that there's something subversive going on here.
Okay.
Just idiot of them all when you think about it.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I have to say, Hot Wings looks like a piece of shit. Look at him sitting there with this costume. I mean, his shoulders. He's such a puny, tiny little man when you think about it.
Okay, now that was funny, but Greg really lost his shit on that.
Yeah, he did.
When he actually does hear something funny, he's so used to laughing all the goddamn time, he has a heart attack.
Amazing.
I have to say, Hot Wings looks like a piece of shit. Look at him sitting there with this costume. I mean, his shoulders, he's such a puny, tiny little man when you think about it. He's so tiny, tinier than Greg when you think about it, because he's such a low.
Okay, now look, they're all laughing their asses off. She's dying. Both girls are cracking up. Hot Wings has a great big grin on his face. Steve is holding up his hand like, I don't know who this is. I don't get it. And he doesn't.
It's one of the most distinct voices ever.
Exactly. And it isn't until Trump says, this is Trump, that Steve goes, oh, watch.
Wow.
What the fuck is happening?
Who is it?
I mean, when you think of, no, guys, come on. This is the former president of the United States. You want to know who the fuck.
See? Did you see him react? Steve went, I get it now.
What the fuck is happening?
Who is it?
I mean, when you think of, no, guys, come on. This is the former president of the United States. You want to know who the fuck it is.
Oh, of course.
Steve just started to say, it sounds just like him. Steve thinks this is a bad impression.
I know. This is that. God.
Come on, this is the former president of the United States. You want to know who the fuck it is.
Oh, of course.
The truth is, well, it could totally be when you think about it, but probably, I have to say this, I'm a game show expert, and I'm well aware of your show. I'm so aware of it. And the thing is, you guys do trivia and game shows so terribly. You should really do them so much better.
I agree. You're probably right.
I couldn't agree more.
You were really good at that.
Actually, maybe reformat the whole show and do the whole thing as a game show. Don't you think? I mean, why not?
At this point, I got the feeling that was a little awkward, his reaction.
Yeah.
Definitely. Did you feel that way too?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he kind of like, okay, this is someone setting
it. Right. You were really good at that.
Actually, maybe reformat the whole show and do the whole thing as a game show. Don't you think? I mean, why not?
I think that's a great idea.
That's a fantastic idea.
Yep.
I've got so many great ideas. I could probably take the trash out all the way from Mar-a-Lago to your house, and you would like the trash. It probably has documents and things in it. You wouldn't believe what it has in it.
Well, Mr. President, thank you for joining us, and the compliments. It's amazing.
Course,
this is.
I mean, no. There's a lot of big frauds out there. There's a lot of big frauds.
Okay, which of course is a reference to me.
Right.
Now Ryan pointed this out, and because I didn't think about it, he said that as soon as he says "big fraud," Greg, yeah. If you can see in his iPad, there's some dialogue there. I couldn't tell you what the first thing that is, but he's communicating with somebody. And yeah. I don't know if he's just communicating about something entirely different or and I don't even know who's seeing it. Is the rest of the show seeing it? Is his wife seeing it? Who knows?
Right.
But watch him.
It's amazing. This is...
I mean, no, there's a lot of big frauds out there. There's a lot of big frauds. There's so many frauds. And this is not a fraud. This is the real thing. I want you to know that. Maybe we could make this a regular feature on your show or something.
Oh, dear God, no.
You're too busy for that, sir.
See, you're such a moron. I wish they wouldn't give you a microphone. I don't know why they give you a microphone, to be so honest. And that little girl that sits there, I don't understand that either. Why does she have a microphone? I mean, this is a show, right? This is what they should be doing totally, wouldn't you think?
Okay, that offended them. Did you see that? That absolutely offended somebody. Shit. Each chick can't figure out who he's talking to, and then they all just kind of look around the room.
The little girl that sits there, I don't understand that either. Why does she have a microphone? I mean, this is a show, right? This is what they should be doing totally when you think about it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I agree. All right, maybe this will be a regular thing.
Go fuck yourselves, everyone.
Okay.
I think he said, go fuck yourself, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I can't tell if he said, go fuck yourself, everyone. My mouse isn't working.
I don't understand that either. Why does she have a microphone? I mean, this is a show, right? This is what they should be doing totally when you think about it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I agree. All right, maybe this will be a regular
you
thing.
Go yourselves, everyone.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
God, the content was great, but the impression was...
Okay.
Just fucking terrible.
What? I thought it was... Can you believe that asshole said that? The content was great, but the impression was terrible.
How can the content be great if you don't know the impression?
Steve's like, you know a what fucking I mean? Idiot.
Like knowing the impression and then knowing what Trump normally says is what makes it so good.
All right, maybe this will be a regular thing. Okay, thank you.
God, the content was great, but the impression was just fucking terrible.
I thought it was great.
It was good.
I thought it was good for a normal person who calls this show.
So they all just love it.
And I thought the content was good.
I thought the content was good, but I didn't know who that was, who it was supposed to be for the first 30 seconds.
What a fucking idiot. That's it.
Yeah, how do you not know who that is?
Who knows? He's a right away idiot. Let's jump into the proper clips.
Okay.
Things that I picked up on. As you can see, Hot Wings has his drum major outfit on, and that was a big topic of discussion for our heroes.
Okay.
We had a lot of joke bombs, Freebeard joke bombs, where, you know, that thing, Ben, where Greg will say something.
Yeah.
And it's like, you either don't get the reference, right, or you don't get the joke, or both.
Nice.
This is Hot Wings, or Freebeard, trying to describe... because the costume Hot Wings has is very, very tight. And he's trying to describe, even though Hot Wings has already said, it's very, very tight on me. Freebeer had to dial in on a reference of how tight it was on Hot Wings.
I haven't worn this in 34 years.
I love
probably it. Probably damn near to the great. Day.
Right? In my mind.
Goddamn tight.
In my mind, your stepsisters that you don't have put their foot in your back to pull on the strings to get your corset extra tight before they put this
on
you.
It was,
I don't know what he's trying to do there. Is that what stepsisters do? Stepsisters?
I'm guessing it's Cinderella related, right?
I don't know.
Doesn't she have stepsisters?
I thought Cinderella had to stay home. The stepsisters didn't help Cinderella go to the ball.
Oh, okay. The mice did.
Yeah.
Stepsisters that you don't have put their foot in your back to pull on the strings to get your corset extra tight before they put this on.
And then look at the reactions. They all go, yeah, before he's even done saying the joke.
Pull on the strings to get your corset extra tight before they put this
it
on
was,
you.
I love the sound effects afterwards.
God damn. All right. Any show would not be complete without... Okay, let me give him more context. Hot Wings is Howings give an example of what he would do.
Okay.
And he would be leading the band.
Yeah.
So he's blowing that loud whistle, and you can see him in the background there.
Yep.
But this would not be complete without...
Wait, was that everything you did?
No, then I would leave.
Just kidding.
Oh, geez. Are you serious? Right there? Why does he do that?
Is that everything you did? No, I did more. I'm just kidding. And he actually did the hand. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Wait, was that everything you did?
No, then I would leave.
Just kidding.
Oh, goodness. I've got one of those too. So
thank God.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of joke bombs from the Burn King. He on that right after he did just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
He then made a reference to the short amount of time Hot Wings' job would have been if that's the only thing he did, and then brought another layer into the joke that just doesn't make any sense.
Wait, was that everything you did?
No, then I would leave.
Just kidding.
Yeah, no, that's all the drum major ever does.
It took longer for a Chinese kid to make that costume than it did for you to toot that whistle.
It took longer for a Chinese kid to make that costume than it did for you to toot that whistle. I would assume that whoever made that costume, anyone would be longer than the how it doesn't. What? What are you trying to say?
Right.
And you can tell he was stumbling and fumbling his way through the goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's all the drum major ever does.
It took longer for a Chinese kid to make that costume than it did for you to toot that whistle.
I don't get that one, but
I don't either. I don't either, but he went with it.
Yeah.
All right, maybe this one will resonate. This is it, yet another. I know I'm heavy on the free beer shit, but I take it as it's delivered.
Right.
And he was chock full with free beer joke bombs. This I just don't understand.
Okay.
So we'll play it and then we'll break it down, try to figure out what the fuck he's trying to say. He's talking about the reference to the costume is very warm on Hot Wings.
Well, it looks great, Hot Wings.
Yeah, I bet it's really cool, too. Like, I bet you're not warm at all.
It's a little warm.
How long have you been planning?
If you could breathe and respirate, you'd be really hot.
What?
He said you could breathe and respirate, you'd be really hot. And then he looked around the room with a smirk on his face.
Oh. It's a little warm.
How long
if you could
been
breathe
planning
and respirate,
this?
You'd be really hot.
Okay.
Is he saying breathe? Isn't respirate the same as breathe?
That's what I'm thinking.
Is he maybe, is that a word scramble? Did he want to say perspire?
I have no idea.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say he wanted to say if you could
breathe
and then it came out as, instead of perspire, it came out as respirate.
Okay.
Even if he said breathe and perspirate, it wouldn't have worked. It would have been breathe and perspire.
Okay.
So I think we have a joke bomb and a word scramble at the same fucking time. And
right.
I just came up with that just now. I didn't like prepare that. I just thought of it. Maybe that's what he was, which out of all of that, none of it's funny.
Warm at all.
It's a little warm.
How long
if you could
been
breathe and
this?
Respirate, you'd be really hot.
All right. You say so. Our heroes break down a complaint call.
All right.
Now,
nice.
In this, they sure do go the long way to do nothing. It could have been interesting, but they won't actually do that. I have a lot of questions about this bit, too.
Oh, guys, okay. Do you want to hear a complaint that we got?
Always.
Well,
absolutely.
It's a very vague complaint. We need the audience's help on this.
Yeah. So I changed some of it. Obviously, I changed the phone number. I pitch shifted it so this person doesn't sound anything like they normally sound. But this was forwarded to me and Free Beer earlier today by the sales manager here at our home station.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
But it's not from someone.
It's not from somebody in this area.
Right.
Okay.
No. So
that caused me a lot of confusion.
So her email from Sarah just said, "Sorry, my friends, here you go." And I was like, "Huh, what is this?" All right. So I listened to the audio and this is what I heard.
Yes, I heard something.
Why are they masking the voice?
I don't know. They've never done that before.
Why are they being so weird about this?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I listened to the audio and this is what I heard.
Yes, I heard something.
Can you boost that up just a tiny bit? Thank you.
Yes, I heard something broadcast by Free Beer and Hot Wings that I was really, really offended by, and I'm very hard to offend. I need to speak with someone about this. My number is 666-555-8888.
666-555-8888.
Wow. Okay, so Steve put that in there. Now, that's all they play. They don't even have anything of the person saying what they're offended by.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, that's it. That's all they play. And
well,
then
what the hell?
And then they talk about it.
Oh no.
So
it's an imp.
I'm curious, but I
wanted to call him back. Like before we started, I was talked out of it.
And that's the
call him now?
And that's their natural voice. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yes. No, we're not going to call him now.
It seems like, I don't know, it's like we're inviting bad things into our life.
No, fuck you, Steve. That would have been perfect to call whoever that was and try to reason with him, you asshole. I'm surprised Steve didn't go, "Hey, that sounds like Donald Trump."
I don't get it because they've called texters before live on the air. So I don't get what the deal is with, like you said, masking the voice and.
Yeah. They
doesn't make any sense.
They tried way too hard on that.
Yeah. And they didn't even, like you said, that we didn't even get to hear the actual complaint.
No.
I mean, they used to have, I remember putting a complaint call together for an intro before. It was
right.
So, and that didn't involve any masking of the voice or anything.
Linda describes Steve as the fun police. Freebeer still has his sense of humor from back in the day. Aram says, "I don't know why he has such a bad show." Well, I don't know so much about sense of humor. I mean, he's trying to be funny. It's not like any of the jokes are landing, though. That's the problem. Dono says that Trump was putting them on the spot. Linda says, "I hate Steve now more than ever. Jesus."
Who doesn't she hate?
No, she's, if you can get on her bad side, you're fucked. Ryan writes, "I think Steve is right. That impression sucks." Wow. I didn't picture that coming from you. Patrick said, "Steve's an idiot. Fantastic work." Patrick is laughing at his appearance on the show, which was such a horrific failure.
He was just a suck up the whole time.
I know, he was a great call. He was only successful at making Freebeer feel bad.
Right.
I guess that's okay. That's a win.
But then he made him feel good.
Can you make me feel good? Holy fuck. All right. There's so many comments. I can't even get to them all. All right, Ben. Let's get after your clips.
So clip one, they're starting this another Halloween edition of 13 Days of Halloween.
By the way, I thought they had gotten out of that because but they didn't. I thought that because they went like 2-3 days without referencing it. And then they finished strong with bits like, "What's your favorite Halloween candy?"
Yes, this was three things you could get for Halloween other than candy. Clip one is showing that it's a great start to a great bit.
All right, so it's my list. Each of us have to list the three best Halloween giveaway items that are not candy. Now, I think this might be a bummer of a segment because I don't know how any of us could have anything other than the three things I have.
This might be a bummer of a segment. Come on.
And his reasoning for why it could be a bummer of a segment
is because the three things he has might be the same three things that everybody has.
And so they're asking for the best things you can get on Halloween, not candy.
Correct.
So you could say, you know, pussy, money. If you wanted to. You could say whatever you wanted. What? How is this interesting? You could say, right. You know.
Just wait until you hear what Steve says.
God damn it.
Which I think is clip two. We should just get right into that right. one. Here it is.
This one I talked about recently. There was the house in the next neighborhood over where it was a really rich guy that lived there. And the rumor was that if you showed up and you were one of the first 10 people to trick or treat there on Halloween, he would give you a puppy. So puppies.
So a puppy?
A puppy. Yes.
Oh, that's what every kid dreams of is responsibility.
That's not what the kids think about, though.
These are all hypothetical. These could be anything.
Yes.
And he gives us that long, all that background instead of just saying a puppy.
Right.
No. Mom and dad think responsibility.
Yeah, who cares about responsibility? That's up to the parents. Yeah, of course. I'm going to feed it. I'll take it outside. I'll take it for walks. Doesn't matter. You give me a puppy? Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. That's the best thing in the world.
So the guy who's incapable of anything and for goddamn sure being interesting, he's incapable of that. The guy who doesn't even know that Trump's calling takes forever to tell us he wants to get a. They're talking about getting a puppy for Halloween on the Freebird.
Yeah, I'm going to throw that in my sack, close it up till I go to the next house. And when I open it up to get more candy, it's going to be dead. That was a stupid joke.
Yeah, it was terrible.
But I mean, who you can't be serious.
It's the whole
puppy.
It's the whole idea of that they're even having this discussion.
Right.
That that is so not on any level of entertaining. You think back to what used to happen on that show. And this all comes back to, well, our ratings are higher than ever. So let's just keep doing benign shit that no one will remember ever.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. So the next one, I'm not sure how everyone is on board with Maitland's non-candy idea. And then there's a word or a, I think it's just the item itself that they think is funny.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And my last one, I keep
seeing. First two were very similar. So baked goods made by other people and baked goods made by you.
Yeah.
What's the fourth one? The third one, baking ingredients?
No. My last one is one that I've seen on the internet that people say kids actually really love.
Oh, razor blades?
Potatoes.
Shut up, Greg.
I'm surprised after the first one, he didn't say just kidding.
Mm-hmm. I have seen that. I was planning on trying that this Tuesday.
All the kids in the neighborhood. If I saw all the other kids in the neighborhood running around with a potato, I'd be like, where the heck did you get that? I need one.
Yeah.
So, potatoes.
You got to get some potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, any produce, I think, might work in this case.
Yes.
An ear of corn.
But there's something inherently funny about a potato.
Potatoes are funny. I don't know why they're funny. Yeah.
Well, all right. But that isn't the list. The list is the three things you want to get that's not candy.
Well, apparently to Maitland, a potato is a great thing to get besides candy.
That's what she wants. Boy,
she's even implying that instead of, like, if she's offered a bowl of candy and there's a potato in it, she's going to take the potato.
I'm not feeling her. I've never, every time she's spoken, and I've referenced this, she's so, everything that comes out of her voice, from the actual tone of the voice to what she talks about, is so thin. She's like a hot version of that last chick that was there.
Rachel.
Oh, God. Fucking horrible.
I think she's slightly ahead of Rachel.
Because
Maitland can actually sometimes say something that's funny.
Right, right. Okay, she needs more edge, though. She has to have a couple guys like leave her, you know, and break her heart a few times. Toughen her up a little.
Right.
But, the other chick was weird. She was always talking about everything being fun. Remember that?
Yes.
Fun.
Oh, yeah.
No,
that's right.
Fun.
Didn't that make Cringe of the Week on it Who did. Are These Podcasts?
Oh, boy. All right. What's next?
King White Noise himself Steve has our daily dose of wholesome.
Oh, no.
Yes, you're going to love
and,
this.
And 4.5 years ago or so when we found out that our firstborn was going to be a girl, I wasn't super nervous, but I was like, oh, boy, this is going to be interesting because, you know, I don't have any clue what it takes to raise a little girl. And
or produce a radio show.
But it has all been worth it because Evelyn is going through such a dada phase right now.
Uh-huh.
That it yeah. is the best.
Ooh, makes it up is. For that early time because the first few months as the dad, you're kind of useless.
Yes.
And it feels yeah. that way.
I can change diapers, but, mm-hmm. you know, I can help feed.
Speak for yourself. I felt like I was needed.
But not really.
Probably because I wasn't out going to fucking football games 4 days a week.
Because I don't have what it takes to feed.
Right.
But yeah, she's going through a real big dada phase right
That's
now.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. Every time I sit down, I think I talked about this a little bit yesterday. All she wants to do is climb on me, sit on my lap, like jump up and down, which has caused so many injuries.
She'll be having sex in a few years.
To my balls. But it's still worth it because it's pretty great. I really, really enjoy it. I know it's not going to last long, but man, I am going to just bask in the glory of it while it is here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Play the next clip real quick.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's Hot Wings' response yeah. to that whole diatribe.
That is the most inspired Hot Wings has ever been.
Yeah.
That right there. Oh, that is just fucking god awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing interesting. Just
I love this. It's so
just
great.
Just talking. It's all. That's basically all the around the room is let's just talk.
This is a retarded version of the show Friends. Rest in peace, Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay.
All right. The next one, yeah. It's another, here we go. It's another clip for Free Beer's compilation. Oh, they're playing a movie title porno game,
yes.
But Halloween edition because it's, you know, 13 days of Halloween.
Yes. Yes. And I actually, I don't know if you pulled any clips from that.
Yeah, I pulled.
Okay. I'll wait. Okay. Then because right. I had a thought about that, but yeah, I'll go ahead and play this.
Okay.
So They're playing typical porno music you hear before.
Correct.
Like in an old school porno. And
yep.
And so Greg references the music and then off he goes.
Yeah.
There's that funky beat. Now, Maitland is the vice president of Halloween for Danny Hunchback.
I so like she that.
Handled. Whoa. You hear that bass?
That's deep.
Yeah, I can feel that in my taint. Just kidding. Obviously.
Why? Why would you care?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Why?
I'm just
why
kidding.
Why is right, Steve? Why is right?
I'm just kidding, guys. I really can't feel it in my taint.
Goodness. It's like, come on. You can't say just kidding after every single joke you make.
Either the jokes are met with silence,
yeah,
or he's just kidding,
or both. Maybe that's why he's just kidding, is because of the silence.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I don't know. It does. I can't believe that it stands out as much as it does, but it does.
It's so much. Bad. We could have a drinking game. The I'm just kidding drinking. Jesus Christ. Oh, that's so awesome. Okay, what's clip 7?
So, obviously, movie title porno game is where you take a title of a film and you try to make it dirty, like a spoof. Like Star Wars is Star Whores or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. If they weren't, like Schindler's List was always Schindler's Fist.
Correct.
You know, yes. It works. It's just Star Whores, Schindler's Fist.
And they rhyme, right?
Right.
And also are dirty. Well, our heroes here don't know how to rhyme.
No.
And so it always pisses me off because it's like, okay, let's just throw any word in here. And I've got some examples. So,
okay, good.
This one is House of a Thousand Corpses was the movie title.
Okay.
Kelly, House of a Thousand Corpses.
This was easy for me. House of a Thousand Loads.
Was pretty simple, wasn't it?
Yeah. I when I heard this bit, I thought the same thing.
And
they're not even trying.
And it doesn't matter what is said, but Freebeer laughs at every one of them.
Yes. It could be House of a Thousand Dicks. It would make as much sense as House of a Thousand Loads.
Kelly, House of a Thousand Corpses.
This was easy for me. House of a Thousand Loads.
Was pretty simple, wasn't it?
Did you put any effort into it?
No.
Like, no.
So dumb. Yeah,
it is dumb.
It was like, okay, Friday the 13th. Anal rape, fuck me hard.
That's what they do. Exactly. It's so bad. Or they just take the original title and they add a subtitle.
Sure. Sure.
Which is lazy in my point of view also.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Oh, okay. Texas Chainsaw Massacre in the butt.
Exactly. That's what they
do. So bad. So bad.
Let's skip clip, I think, 8.
Okay.
And we'll go to clip 9, which is for the movie The Hills Have Eyes.
The Hills Have Eyes, Steve.
I just had The Hills Have Eyes, odd looking nipples.
And they crack up at it for some reason. I don't think they even know why they're laughing. Because Steve has to explain why he did what he did with this movie title.
Oh, they're even snorting.
Yeah. You know, because hills.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. And where the eyes are.
Oh, they're the nipples.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Uh-huh. I thought this could be your strategy. Every one of these, like the next one, 28 days later with odd nipples. It would work for every one of them on me, I think. Kelly, The Hills Have Eyes. Work.
Number 3. Oh. Down your spine.
The Hills Have Eyes. She said it became number 3 down your spine.
Yes.
Hot wings.
The dildos have ribs.
Motherfuckers.
It's so lazy. So I hate terrible. This. Yeah, it's so bad. Like Freebeer even says, I think at the beginning, like if you don't have one, you don't have to say one. And it's like, maybe don't say one, make this bit super short and decide to throw it away the next time you think about it.
Ben, that's great advice. And I don't know why they don't do that.
But yeah.
What is your final clip? It says clip 8.
Yeah, it's why is Kelly so out of breath?
I texted the producers too. I was like, Steve, Maitland, the producer teams, is this music distracting for anybody else? Because I didn't know if it was my OCD.
Oh, she's freaking out.
Yes. CD just hyperfixating on
it's a Kelly spaz attack.
One part of the beat.
Yeah. What music?
I couldn't unhear it.
Yeah, she hated the fact that they were playing the porno music underneath the porno title game.
What? Why?
Yeah, that was what, I don't know. She said it was distracting and too loud. I don't know.
That's so expensive.
Yes.
And I looked it up. I was like,
Freebeer.
Remember what, though?
Jesus.
Haven't seen it.
It was a little obnoxious.
That's so expensive.
Hey, I work on a radio show. You want to have an interview? Do you want to?
Stop spazzing out. Stop fucking freaking out.
Yes.
I'm a raisin.
Well, Ben, on that note,
yes,
we've exhausted our clips. We feel like our work is done for another week.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for checking it out. Let's go over some of the comments real quick.
Okay.
Chris describes them as they're just saying words on the movie title porno game. Aram says, I always thought this bit to be really dumb. Adam asks, is Kelly a host now? I have no idea.
I'm assuming so.
Rob says the Just Kiddings sound like he's afraid whomever he fears he just offended.
Yes, true.
Mike writes, movie title porno game is potentially the worst, but this show has ever had, and they keep bringing it back.
Yeah, they won't let it die.
Stevie asked, is she simple? I think she's talking about Kelly. Linda says she seems pretty country. Okay. And then Linda writes, excellent work. Appreciate that. Okay. Yes. We're going to leave it right there. And we'll pick this up again. Ben, I appreciate your time. And I will talk to you in just a few minutes when we do the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
Okay. Right. You should play clip five one more time to end us.
Well, yeah, the main thing is you want to make sure that if you really want to finish with something strong.
Yes. Go ask the show next door what color your shirt is.
Oh, that's nope, not that's, it. I so fucked that up.
Last episode's clip five, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I failed there,
Ben. It's all right.
Okay. Thank you, Ben.
Yes.
See you, everybody.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.